Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. I'm your host today, Chip Brim, and with my lovely wife, Candace Brim, and this is Billy Brim's mom's radio stations, but she's gone, so we're playing.
Yes.
We're going to have fun.
Fun times.
We got
fun
some
times.
Great people in the studio today. We got Emily, her assistant, and we got Jared, my nephew. Write to Jared at jared. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. But anyway, we've been talking about the goodness of God.
Yes, we have.
And
it's
he's
been
so good. Oh, it's been good, isn't
it's been great.
And it means in the Greek, a giver.
Yes.
So, and think about it. God is a giver. He so loved the world, he gave.
Yes.
And he did not give us a spirit of fear. And all good gifts are given from him. So give, 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 give.
Yes.
So anytime you see goodness, attribute it with giving. Mm-hmm. And he's especially a giver of finances. Well, then we went into the Hebrew of giving, and we got David Barron's definition. You know, he was training to be a rabbi, and then he found Jesus, and he wrote all these great books. And he says goodness is frequently attributed to God in the Old Testament. For instance, Psalm 31:19, "Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for thee that fear them." Well, laid up means he has something to give. It's
right.
Laid up there to
right.
give.
It's kind of like, you know, at Christmas time when you buy all those gifts for your children and you put them in the top of the closet.
You lay them up.
You lay them up there. You keep them up there. They're held up there until that Christmas day.
How about layaway?
Layaway, same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But God has these gifts, right? He's a giver of gifts.
Yes.
David Barron goes on and says, goodness is the attribute of God whereby he loves to give and he loves to give to all who can or will receive it.
Yes.
Some won't. Some can't. What's this all about? Well, let's go on. He says, it is the fullness of God. God is the fullness of good. He's the creator of all good, not in one way, not in one kind of goodness only, but absolutely without beginning and without limit and without measure. Ah! There should be an angelic choir right after I said that. And without measure. Ah!
And waving the hanky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, there's no limit.
Yeah.
Are you people that are driving right now listening to me? He has no limit of goodness.
None whatsoever.
You're sitting there going, well, I ain't seen this goodness. Ding. All right, hold on. Here's what David Barron continues to say. This good and his goodness bestows on all, even you, truck driver, even you, secretary, even you, who you got your groceries, you just got in the car, you turned it on, even you. All this goodness is for you. But here's the catcher. According to the capacity of each to receive it. Nor is there any limit to all his giving, but it is according to the capacity of you to receive it.
Yes.
David said, my cup runneth over. How big was his cup? Was it a teapot? Was it a teacup? Or was it a giant cup?
Yes.
Well, if you went from shepherd to king, I think you had a pretty big cup. So it's according to your capacity to receive it. And remember, we talked about David in Psalm 23, and he said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And we talked about Keith Moore and how he said that God showed him. He said, it's according to your capacity to receive it. When Jesus told the disciples to throw the net over the boat and their net broke, God said, it wasn't my fault. Their net was so small.
Yeah.
So it's not God's fault that you can't receive. We've got to increase our capacity to receive it.
Yes.
One way we've been taught, which we're going to talk about others, is that we can be thankful. We can be less murmuring and complaining. And the more thankful for you are, the more you increase your capacity to receive. Well, let me give you an idea of what we're talking about, these gifts and receiving. If you've ever seen iPhone or iCloud, they have an iCloud. It's invisible where you store things, you know, up there and you don't see it. And then people get more, you know.
Pictures. Whatever,
yeah, and
documents,
they get more comfortable with it and they do it. Well, God has a G cloud. So just imagine above you, as far as you can see to the left and right, not even further than that.
Yeah.
It's endless.
A huge cloud.
Yes.
Huge.
That's the G cloud. That's the God cloud. And all gifts and all goodness and all grace are there for you. All of it.
Yes.
And he's given us the gift of faith. And that's first a pipe.
And foremost.
That's a pipe or a straw or whatever you want to know or what, however you want to picture it, that goes into that G cloud so that you can receive.
Right.
Right? Like the, at the bank, boom, you shoot that little thing. Okay. So you have a pipe. You give. He's given you this gift of faith. Because it says in the Bible, in Ephesians 2, that for by grace you're saved through faith, and these are gifts of God.
Right.
So it's a gift. You should be hugging your pipe right now going, thank you for this gift. But it's our responsibility to increase our capacity, our pipe, to receive from Him. So that's what we're going to talk about today on how do we increase this pipe, or what more can you tell us, Candy? You know, I'm thinking about, well, faith grows, your pipe grows by what? Hearing the word.
Right. Well, of course, definitely.
Yeah.
That's first and foremost. You know, when you were talking about increasing your capacity to receive, first of all, you have to believe that you can receive.
Yeah.
That's the first foremost thing. You have to believe that you are in position to receive from God. There's not anything in your life that you can do to separate you from the love of God. And so thus, you are always in position to receive from God if you believe you can receive from God. And in that cloud, you know, a lot of people, they tell when somebody passes away, especially a child, the Lord needs another angel in heaven. No, God is goodness. He's the giver.
Yeah, he's not a taker.
He's not a taker. And just like Chip said earlier on Psalms 31:19, how great is the goodness which thou hast laid up. It's
lay
like
away.
I see this huge cloud over every believer.
Thank God.
Everybody that's in covenant with God. Well, how do I know I'm in covenant with God? If you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, you're in covenant
with God. You
believed,
you received.
Yes, believed, you received.
You confessed.
Christ as your Savior. Then you have received and you're in position. And I see it as this huge cloud above you. And this cloud is just following you around, and it's full of God's goodness.
And His gifts.
And His gifts.
Because He says all good gifts come from the Father above. Clouds are above.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. There we go. And then it's all up to you how you receive that. It's all up to you. And, you know, the great thing about God is He's given us a measure of faith.
Yep.
And in that faith, He says, with that faith, you can grow that faith.
Yes. You can expand that pipe.
Yes. You can expand
that
pipe.
Nice. Let's do that in 2018.
Yes.
Let's high
definitely.
Five.
High five.
Okay.
Did you hear that on the radio? We just high fived.
Oh.
But, you know, it's that ability that God, it's nothing. God is not holding anything back from us. He's up there going, come on, kiddos, come on, take from me what I've given you. And so first we've got to get our mindset. I believe I can increase my capacity to receive.
Amen.
Everybody out there say, I believe
I can increase
my capacity to receive.
My capacity to receive.
From God. Hallelujah.
Now, Emily and Jared, who are in here, didn't say it, but we'll get on to them later.
All right, go ahead. Later. But you know what? That's what God has placed up for us. I think it was Jerry Savelle a couple years ago. He was talking about how the Lord spoke to him about entering into the greater glory. And in that greater glory, he went on to explain that it's the manifested presence, the manifested power, and the manifested goodness of God. And I thought that was interesting, that in the greater glory of God, it's His goodness.
Mm.
Not just His presence and His power, but it was His goodness.
His goodness.
His
What's
goodness.
That mean? The gifts, the giving, the grace.
Yes.
All of these things.
Yes. And it's just like I'm turning over there, if you hear my pages turning. In Exodus, it talks about where Moses asked God, he said, I want you to show me your glory. And then God said, okay, I'll put you in this cleft. I'm giving you my paraphrase. And I'll show you my goodness.
My goodness.
And that's how he translates. His goodness and glory are the same with God. He said, I'll put you in the cleft. Because Moses said, show me your glory.
That's right.
He said, I'll put you in the cleft and I'll pass by and show you my goodness.
Yeah, he didn't ask to show me your goodness. He said, show me your glory.
He said, show me your
glory. But God said, that's part of the goodness.
That's part of the
goodness. I got it.
That's part of the glory is the goodness of God.
Amen. So
Hallelujah.
Glory is in that cloud.
Yes.
It starts with the G.
Yes.
Just like goodness, gifts, grace, glory,
yes.
God.
Yes.
It's called the G cloud.
Yes.
Tap in. All right,
Let's
here we go.
Let's access it. And so one of the things I wanted to start with you today, we may have to finish this tomorrow, but How do you increase your capacity to receive? What do you do to help increase that? And so I want to take you to Matthew 7, 7 through 11. This is a King James Version. And it starts off, ask and it shall be given you.
Okay.
Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And so going back to that, let's go back to verse 7. Ask, seek, knock. When I started asking God myself, you know, Chip and I are like going, yeah, we want to increase our capacity to receive.
How do we do it?
You never arrive with God. Da-da-da, you arrive.
Right.
No, you've always got growing.
You have a move. Yeah.
Yes, you have a move. And so when I started asking the Lord about it, he started talking to me about these three words, ask, seek, and knock.
Okay.
Ask, seek, and knock. And so going on with that, if you turn over, you take the word ask. To ask is to make a request. Seek is to search for something. And knock is to give sound to.
Hmm.
So when you're asking something, that means you're making a request of somebody.
Okay.
And when you're seeking, that means you're searching for something. I know Chip's got a great story of searching for his passport one time. If you haven't heard that, you need to hear that. And knock, to give sound to. Well, automatically, when I heard the word knock, I thought, you know, like a knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more to that, to give sound to it. So let's take ask. Let's take ask. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request or your asking be made known unto God.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, you see here in this scripture, first of all, increasing your capacity to receive, you have to be careful for nothing.
Yeah, get your worrying
care. Yeah, you got
to trust. Cast your care to him.
Yes, you got to trust God. I trust him that he's going to provide for me.
Mm-hmm.
I trust for him that he's healed me. Be careful for nothing. That's the first part of asking of God, is getting rid of that part of your life. Because we all carry things in our life.
Oh, yeah.
Some of us are easy. You know, there's things that I'm stronger at, but other things that I'm weaker at. And I have to work on being careful for nothing in the things I'm weaker at. Glory to God. But he says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request or your asking be known.
So get your care out of your prayer, add thanksgiving in there.
Yes.
And then ask for...
Ask. Yeah. Ask of God.
Don't ask first, but yeah, get that out of there.
Yes.
So we'll go over tomorrow on what? What's the other two? So it's
seeking
and knocking. And this is how we increase our capacity to receive. Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast with Candace and I. We're so glad that you can join us for how good God is. He's a giver of goodness. And if you ever want to join or come to church, you don't have a church, we'd love for you to come and visit us. And you can call us at 918-371-4589, or you can get on our worldwide web page at www.aglorious.church. We would love to hear from you. Love to see you on a Sunday or Wednesday. Sunday's what time to start?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. See, I have to ask her, and we're senior pastors there, and we're just glad to be there, and we love to serve you. And so, praise God. Until next time, we will, bring the goodness of God and love and remember to be a champion for Christ and train in Jesus' name. See you next time.